A bed made on the floor is called
a pallet.
And land that is very productive is called
fertile.
And land, low-lying land,
bottom.
Can,
bottom.
Right. Now, low-lying grassland might be called
a meadow. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just exactly right. And now, one that low-lying grassland that's either open. Well, you can tell me it's open or overgrown, and there's water standing in there all the time.
Well, that's swamp.
Now, what would you call one along the sea?
A marsh.
And that is that the distinction you make between a swamp and a marsh?
A marsh has grass, yes, it would be a salt marsh. And a swamp has not only grass but trees, all kinds of things, and it very often has enough vegetation you think you could walk on it, but you can't.
Would you always think of a swamp as something overgrown rather than...
Yes,
open.
I think so, although there are waterways through the swamps.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen, you know, sometime in, along the coast, you see the tall grass, there's water in there, and it's lost.
Salt marsh.
Yeah, that's what a salt marsh would be.
I think.
All right. What do you call poor soil? Do you have a...
Oh, East Tennessee red clay. Other than poor soil, I don't know, unless you would go into the fact that it was clay or heavily embedded with limestone.
Right. What does the word loam mean?
It's very sandy, fertile, lush soil.
Okay.
We don't have any of that around
it's
here.
It's good soil, though.
Excellent.
And what would you call rich black soil?
I don't know, unless it's good black dirt.
Right. If... there was a some lowland. The farmer wanted to get the water off. He'd say, "Now they are what the marshes."
They're gonna drain.
Right, and they'd have to cut
a channel.
And a shallow arm of the sea, you know, water.
Oh, an inlet, a harbor.
Yeah, inlet's fine, like a tidal stream.
Mm-hmm.
A narrow, deep valley of a small stream.
Of a small stream?
Yeah, there's a small stream running down at the bottom.
That's a young stream, but I don't know what to...
Well, what would you call a channel cut by erosion?
I would just call it eroded.
Oh, would you ever use the term gully?
Oh, yes, of course. I more often would use it in terms of describing a very hard rain out in the country.
Yeah.
You might say this was a gully washer.
Uh-huh. But you, I mean, you wouldn't if you...
I would not say I saw a gully. It wouldn't occur to me. I've heard it.
What would you call it, that?
I would just say a deeply eroded area.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the term ravine?
No.
Or hollow, or wash, or...
Now, hollow, yeah. Yes. Because a hollow back in the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning more to me, a little pocket
like
area.
Cove or something?
Yes. Like, uh-huh.